Jacksonville officials are discovering that certain maintenance efforts for various aspects of the city's water system are proving costly. Between $500,000 and $1 million will have to be spent on replacing the dam and intake structure of Lake Movistar, an announcement made at last week's utility committee meeting by Reggie Benton of Benton and Associates Engineering. The concrete structure directs raw water to the city's water treatment plant. Lake is the backup water source for the city. An underwater study that took place over the winter recently concluded that the current structure is unstable.
It's not a small project. It's an important part. It's one of the important raw water sources. Should there ever be a problem with the wells or the pipeline between Jacksonville and the wells, you want to make sure that you have this secondary source solidly in place, you know, to be the raw water source. And during peak demands, it's also used then as well.
The cost of that project will be included in the budget numbers for a new water treatment plant, according to Benton. Jacksonville is expected to be able to pay for the nearly $30 million project with low-interest loans from the state EPA. In addition, the city needs to replace a 10-inch water main from the post office to the old feed mill on Sandusky, about 1,000 feet in length. That will start in 2 weeks and should cost about $200,000, according to Water Department Superintendent Jack Hostner.
We found that to be bad when they were doing the north end of downtown. You know, we tied into it and we found out it's just a rotten water main, so we're going to get it replaced. They're just corroded all the way through, you know, and they're just on borrowed time. And if you have a 10-inch water main that fails, you got a big problem. You know, that's a pretty good sized water main.
Another updates provided this week: the temporary flood protection system set up for the existing water treatment plant is nearly completed. Officials are working on a similar flood protection system for the wastewater treatment plant. Construction is complete for the combined sewer overflow system at the wastewater plant, except for chlorination. Also at that plant, a roof replacement project is being evaluated by city staff.
We're gonna save you so much. Yeah, we've got the price and that golden touch.
Barfield Carpets will always impress you with our prices, service, and selection. Choose from all the newest in flooring. We won't use pressure or hassle you. We'll give you the pleasure of shopping in your own home. And we're going to save you so much. Call Barfield Carpets for first quality carpets and first quality installations at 243-2655.
Jacksonville police made two arrests on Sunday. 20-year-olds Nicholas Moscardelli and David Farmer, both of Springfield, were booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 4:15 a.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Moscardelli and Farmer have been released on bond. Morgan County deputies made one arrest overnight. 39-year-old Robert Russell of Fernwood Avenue was booked at the Morgan County Jail for possession of methamphetamine, possession of a meth precursor, and possession of drug paraphernalia at around 12:30 a.m. Russell remains in custody. Jacksonville firefighters extinguished a mattress fire outside a business on West Morton last night. Reports indicate a mattress was smoking at Slumberland at 1711 West Morton at around 9:45. Fire officials say someone apparently left a lit cigarette on the mattress, which caused it to begin smoldering. The mattress was outside the building near several dumpsters where a few used mattresses were being stored. The building itself was not affected. Fire crews were on scene for about 10 minutes. The 2002 Jacksonville Comprehensive Plan is back on the agenda for City Council tonight. A committee of the whole meeting will be held at 5:30 to discuss the plan. At the August 27th meeting, Alderman directed Community Development Director Kelly Hall to look into what has and has not been done and to explain why at the next scheduled committee of the whole meeting. Also tonight, Alderman will hold a first reading for an ordinance amending the liquor code to retract a license given to Tom Ware, the owner of Ware Co. Car Wash on West Morton. Earlier this year, Ware announced his plans to convert the property into a drive-through convenience store, but Jacksonville Mayor Andy Ezard says the plans have fallen through. Alderman will hold a second reading of an ordinance installing a stop sign at Kentucky and Movistar. There will be an executive session between the workshop meeting and regularly scheduled meeting in the commission room to discuss operations of the utility department. The workshop session starts at 6:30 in the commission room of the municipal building. Business owners who want to own a medical marijuana dispensary or cultivation center need to get their applications in right away. The state will only accept them until 3 o'clock this afternoon. the state. There's also a $25,000 non-refundable application fee. A panel will review the applications and hand out 21 permits for cultivation centers and 60 permits for dispensaries.
Hello, this is Ernie Downing. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or will you call an 800 number that connects you with who knows who, another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will know you and protect you. Visit us at Colton Downing Insurance in Root House or in Jacksonville, or call 243-8000.
Springfield-based group whose aim is to reverse wrongful convictions has earned a federal grant almost $250,000. Dave Dahl reports.
At the U of I Springfield campus, Larry Golden is founding director of the Illinois Innocence Project. The job his team does is harder than people think.
Over 90% cannot be solved with DNA. So despite the kind of public image of CSI and all of the other programs and even some of the news media presentations, solving most cases for exonerations involves a lot of hard work, investigation.
It doesn't happen quickly either. In 8 years, they've helped six people, but the group reports five active cases. Its website is uis.edu/innocenceproject. At the Illinois Capitol, this is Dave Dahl.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.